Every day, more than 40,000 commercial trucks cross over the Far International Bridge, carrying things like fruits, vegetables, and machine parts. Once the trucks reach the U.S., they spill out into an intersection with two gas stations where many go to refuel. Some have been idling on the 3-mile-long bridge for hours, waiting for customs officials to scan and approve their loads. Cristian Davila stands in the shade, pumping diesel fuel into his tank. Today, he crossed the border with a load of mangoes, chilies, cucumbers, and squash. He says he can only make one trip per day because the wait times fluctuate so much.
Sometimes, up to 5-6 hours, depending on the line. Sometimes we get in line at 9 a.m. and we get here at 6 p.m., 4 or 5 p.m., depending on the line. Yeah, it's a really long time. There's not enough time for another trip across.
In late March, Customs and Border Protection began pulling customs agents away from their regular jobs at ports of entry and reassigned them to process migrants at the border.
When the migrant situation began and they began closing lanes, it became worse. But it's getting better. I crossed over today in less than an hour.
CBP has since moved some personnel back to customs processing at the ports. That's improved wait times somewhat. But all along the border, companies are still concerned. Staffing remains an issue, and business leaders worry about a possible repeat of the situation this spring, when President Trump's threats of tariffs led to a surge of Mexican imports that made traffic even worse. Rufus Yerxa is president of the National Foreign Trade Council.
The waits have definitely gotten much longer since many of these policy changes were put into place. These delays are, you know, lost money, lost time. Very often it impacts their bottom line. It also impacts the workers in those production facilities. And of course, it impacts American consumers because it raises their costs.
In late June, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced the deployment of National Guard troops to ports of entry. He said they'll help support commercial trade.
They will be working in assisting Border Patrol at ports of entry to facilitate commercial traffic coming in, as well as any other traffic that may be coming across the border. So they will be performing basically the functions that Border Patrol performs collaboratively with the Border Patrol.
Neither Governor Abbott's office, the Texas Military Department, nor CBP responded to requests for clarification about what exactly the Guard troops will be doing. CBP did brief some business leaders who do cross-border shipping and logistics work. Tony Rivera is the general manager of Parker & Company, a customs brokerage agency. He says they were told that the National Guard would not be processing shipments.
They're here on a security function. That's what we were told later, that they're not here to be able to do law enforcement. They're here to secure our borders, to be able to also provide security for customs and for Border Patrol.
Rivera says he welcomes additional security at the ports and along the border generally. But he says to reduce the delays, customs needs trained officers, people who know how to process goods and handle manifests.
As a brokerage community, we need people that are experienced, that are trained to be able to process customs documentation, understand the business, understand the urgencies. It takes a while to get there.
Industry leaders say there would be a need for more customs officers even without the migrant situation, because trade between the U.S. and Mexico is expanding. Now, with some truckers saying the immigration crackdown has made the delays worse, it's unclear how much the National Guard deployment will improve things. In Far Texas, I'm Carson Frame.